The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
In the meantime, Dr. Sabina Brennan is with me, the chartered psychologist, the neuroscientist, the author, because we need a little bit of lightness in our lives. Laughter is what we need on these grey April days when spring should have sprung. And indeed, research would suggest that laughter is good for us. It is good for us from head to toe. Sabina, you're welcome to the show, as always. Why is laughter so good for us?
Can't wait to find out about those lay-bys.
I'm telling you, it's fascinating stuff. Only the hardest hitting news here on the Hard Shoulder, Sabina. I'm kind of slagging myself here. I shouldn't stop.
Yeah, but you see, isn't that the Irish way, you know? And we do laugh a lot. I try to laugh and smile a lot because it really does have superb benefits for our body, you know. And I mean, one of them, I'm always encouraging people to have a laughter stash that they can turn to when they start to feel stress rising, because laughter actually is nature's natural stress buster. It helps to lower those stress chemicals. It helps to lower cortisol and adrenaline. And by a laughter stash, I said that to a researcher on BBC once, and I think he'd only heard the word stash used in another illegal context in terms of taking other drugs that might alter your mood. But, you know, we all have things, memes or funny jokes or particular podcasts that make us laugh, no matter what. So if you kind of have a stash of them on your laptop to turn to, it's a great stress buster. But yeah, I mean, it's in addition to reducing, the hormones associated with stress, it also releases other brain chemicals. It releases dopamine, for example, which activates the reward or the pleasure centers in our brain. So it kind of feels good. But dopamine can also enhance your ability to learn stuff and to pay attention and to be motivated, you know. So I often think, I do a lot of corporate talks, and I often say, you know, make time for laughter in the workplace. Like, it's not Dawson. It actually could boost, concentration levels and motivation to work because, it's got that feel-good factor.
Does it matter, Sabina, what the source of our laughter is?
Well, it doesn't seem to. I mean, I have to be honest, you know, as a society, we've invested a lot of research into kind of negative aspects of human behavior and less so into positive aspects like smiling and laughter. But there is some research there. We know for sure that smiling, it doesn't matter whether it's a fake smile or a genuine smile, you get all the health benefits that are associated with smiling, which are things like lowering your blood pressure, boosting your immune system, you know, again, releasing those feel-good hormones. Chances are, I can't say categorically that, you know, a fake laugh is the same, but the thing is, I think that's important to know, is that if you sort of force a laugh, ultimately you can actually end up having a real hearty laugh. Do you know that kind of way? So you may ultimately get the same benefits.
Well, listen, it is sage advice going into a weekend when we have had such bad weather. People need a bit of lightness in their lives.
Smile, laugh, yeah.
All right. Well, listen, Sabina, thanks a million for joining us for the chat. And listen, have a great weekend yourself. Full of laughs.
You too.
I hope.
You too.
Dr. Sabina Brennan is a chartered psychologist. She is a neuroscientist and authoress.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.